You at City Talk 105.9 Breakfast. My name is Mick Coyle. We're joined in the studio by the Northwest UKIP president, Phil Griffiths. Morning to you, Phil.
Good morning, Mick. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Phil. Good to have you back on the show.
It's been a while, yeah.
There is a story which dominates the back pages, front pages, the inside pages, every single page of all the different newspapers today, and it is that of the migrant crisis and the outpouring of emotion which has existed in the last 48 hours as a result of the death of a particular three-year-old boy whose body was washed up on a beach. You can't help but have been moved by those images.
No, I mean, it's tragic, it really is. I mean, the guy lost two of his two sons and his wife as well. It's quite appalling, really, but it's just, you know, it's a story that's dominated the news all through the summer, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And I don't think it's been particularly handled well by the European leaders. Angela Merkel in particular has just basically opened the door to Germany to let everybody in there. I think they're regretting that now. But, I mean, you know, if the door is open, you're going to get more and more. You need to sort the crisis out, the cause of the situation out in the first place.
Yeah, but, I mean, of course, there's the cause of the situation, but the symptoms are at the moment that people are trying to flee, they're trying to escape, they're trying to get over to Europe. So the reason that those children died is because they were trying to get over to Europe to escape the violence in Syria, weren't they? So we need to help those people who are fleeing at the moment.
Of course we do, but also we ought to help the root cause of it, which is the civil war that's going on in Syria at the moment. But bear in mind, a lot of these people aren't coming from war-torn countries. They're coming from Libya, North Africa, even Turkey, and other countries, even Pakistan for that matter. So they're just using that particular route to get into Europe. Because, I mean, obviously...
We're talking about Syrian migrants, aren't we? We're talking about the migrant crisis. Yeah. And I think if you said that Libya wasn't war-torn, I think people would take issue with that, Phil.
Fair enough. It's not a place I think you and I would wish to live in, but no, you can't blame
the
people
there. Or these
people
who are willing to jump in a dinghy to try and escape it.
Yeah, I mean, it is, but we're not doing enough to help the countries in question. We should be, you know...
So how much money should we give to President Assad?
Well, hang on. I don't think we want to know him, but it's the rebels as well.
How much money should we give to the rebels?
We're already giving 0.7% of our GDP, which works out between 12 and 13 billion pounds a
year.
That's
our international development budget, isn't it? That's a worldwide thing that we're spending.
Well, actually, we it's double bubble. We give it, again, through the European Union, what we pay them, which is 45 million pounds a day. A percentage of that goes on overseas aid as well, so we're paying twice. It may be interesting to know on the crisis so far, that the humanitarian crisis, we've actually paid more than any other European country in the last 3 years. We've paid £900 million towards helping the situation.
Is that a record you're proud of? Because your party wanted to get rid of that budget, didn't it?
No, I'm just showing that that's on top, that presumably that is on top of the 12 or 13 billion we're already giving in overseas aid as well. I mean, the pit is not bottomless. It can't be. There's people relying on food banks over here.
Is it enough then, or is it UKIP policy just to essentially give that money overseas, to have that money paid out overseas, let them solve the problem? Because it's quite clear, there are a lot of people who are saying, we need help now, we need to move to some of these European countries. Need these European countries to take on responsibility in the way that, you know, you've had, you know, 200,000 applications into Germany, something like 7,000 applications into the UK, but only 4,000 refugees allowed in the last 5 years.
Well, if you look at the immigration... I know this is a slightly different issue, but the immigration figures, Cameron was boasting he was going to get it down into manageable levels.
And I think,
but I mean, 300,000, I think.
But that includes, you know, students from China and things like that. We're talking about Syrian refugees.
A lot of people don't go back either.
But how many people, Phil, do you think that we should be welcoming into this country? Open our arms and say, we have seen what you are going through. We are a humane society. Let's open our doors. How many people? Give me a number.
I'm not going to, because, I mean, it's what about our own people?
Well, is it not?
No, it's not none at all. But I mean, we would look after genuine refugees, yes. But you've got people coming over here for a better life altogether.
Well, I mean, there was one of your UKIP colleagues, Peter Bucklish, made this point. He stood for UKIP in Wimbledon. He argued that the three-year-old who died, whose body was washed up on the beach, his parents were greedy for the good life, he said on social media. Is that something you'd agree with there?
No, I wouldn't at all. I mean, I don't know the circumstances of why he was trying to get over here, but we're encouraging people to get over here.
Yeah, he was trying to escape the conflict, wasn't he? He was trying to escape Syria, which has been ripped apart by war and internal struggle.
Well, it is. I mean, it's gone on. I mean, it's totally unacceptable. I mean, in Europe themselves, including Cameron, although Cameron did want to bomb them, admittedly, But that's another involvement we're getting into, which causes the health problems in the first place.
But the thing is it's coming here now.
It is, yeah.
So we need to do something here, and we need to say, right, here's going to be our policy, here's going to be our strategy, here's how we're going to deal with this crisis as it's happening now. Not the cause and effect. That's something which we can look at internationally. Absolutely fantastic. But there are people who are dying on beaches, dying in rubber dinghies in the sea at the moment, Phil, who desperately need our help as a country, as a European group, and as a world.
I agree that you can't let these people die, but you can't encourage them either. It's a no-win situation.
Are we encouraging them, or are they simply...
Yes, Angela Merkel has said she will take as many as possible. A lot of people in Germany are not very happy about that.
But is that encouraging, or is that opening your doors and say, do you need refuge?
Well, I've watched the in fact, I've got to the stage, I don't really want to watch television anymore while this is going. It's obscene to see what's going on, but it's also the antics.
But what's obscene? The fact that people are being killed and are having to flee with their families from a war-torn country, or obscene that people are trying to get into Europe?
It's obscene that they're trying to get into Europe.
Why is that obscene? They're escaping war and terror.
I know they are. I mean, but our country is a very... Let's think about our own country at the moment. The European Union, the countries that are involved in that, are quite large countries. We're an island. We're overcrowded as it is.
We've got 700,000 empty homes in the UK at the moment, Phil.
And they're talking about there's a housing shortage as well.
Well, exactly.
That doesn't make sense
Two million empty homes in Germany. Germany have taken on something like... in fact, Turkey have taken on 1.7 million migrants. We can't expect Turkey to take the full brunt of everything, can we?
I wouldn't expect anybody to, actually. But having said that, I mean, what's the root cause we know about? It's our meddling in the Middle East. They had a fragile peace over there, and we ruined it. It's carried on from there. But the other thing that's causing it is the Schengen agreement, whereby open borders across Europe to those participating in it. We're not participating in that. But that's allowing people, they should stay in the first country that they've got to, basically, Greece or wherever it is. I mean, the Greek.
But that isn't working, is it? When you've got people who are in Turkey, they're trying to get into Greece. They're trying to get into Greece on boats, which are overturning and leading to the deaths of children. So that policy isn't working.
No,
they're arriving in Hungary. Hungary don't know what to do because there's so many different people arriving there. There needs to be a strategy which either focuses on Syria, on the borders there.
Yeah, they need to. For a start off, they need to scrap the Schengen agreement and close the borders again. Quite frankly, that at least would delay the outcome of everything.
So the families there that you see, the mums and the dads and the children who are there on the Syrian border, fleeing from the atrocities that they're facing. You're saying, well, there's a man there stood with either a gun or there's a wall there, and saying, yet no further, you shall not pass.
No, I mean, if we'd have walked away from the Nazis during the Second World War, Europe would be a completely different place now. We might not be here, Mick, or if so, we might be speaking German, I don't know. But you cannot walk away from this. A lot of those people are coming over here appear to be young men. Why aren't they fighting to save their own country like we did in the Second World War? That's our own the UK policy.
Sure. Yeah, I think a lot of they are women and children.
I studied photographs last night, and the majority of them seem to be young males.
Yeah, well, are they the ones who are the ones who put themselves on the front line when they're standing up to, you know, the police and the authorities? You're not going to put a child on the front line,
no,
are you?
Of course
you're
not.
If it was you or I with our families, of course you'd be the one who would say, you know what, you wait there with the kids, I'll go and try and speak to somebody about our passports, I'll try and speak to somebody about all the money that I've given to the train company to get me out of Budapest. And then suddenly people are going, you know what, that ticket's not valid, you can't even travel on the train. And I say, well, guess what, that was all the money I had in the world.
Yeah, they're all. I mean, they're finding money up to about $4,000 to pay the people traffickers. They're the ones that need to be dealt with, basically. How you do that, I don't know. There's evidence come out. They've got number plates of English cars over on the continent, and I haven't heard anything more than that, and that's over a week ago.
Okay, so the mayor of Liverpool, Joe Anderson, he says we should open the doors, bringing 100 people to the city of Liverpool. Do you agree with that?
It depends on how they're going to be dealt with. At the moment in Liverpool, I walk past...
Find some empty houses.
Yeah, okay.
Bring in 100 people.
Fair enough, but there again, you're going to hack off some of the locals over here, no doubt, as well. Because, you know, they're handed money when they're struggling.
All cities built on immigration, isn't it, Philip?
Yeah, of course it is, yeah. I haven't got a problem, but this problem is getting worse, and I see no end to it the way it's being handled at the moment.
How many people would your party accept as a number of people coming into this country in terms of asylum from Syria?
I really don't know. Well, that's the truth. I mean, we haven't got any official figures on that at all.
Well, but is it 300,000 or is it zero? Is it closer to zero?
I can't say, Mick. You've got me on that. But, I really don't know.
But Nigel Farage, he must have seen the image of that little boy dead on a beach.
I'm sure
and
he
thought,
did. But
we need to do something about this.
I'm sure he has. I haven't heard anything from him at all.
But is that policy essentially to put up a big wall?
Our policy is as the Australians, and that is a point system, to get the skilled people we need here. What's wrong with our own people? I've no idea.
But they're economic migrants. We're talking about asylum seekers. It's different, isn't it? It's asylum seekers.
It is, but how many can we take in? You know, as I say, the more they think the streets are paved with gold over here, and they're clearly not.
But if at the moment the streets are paved with rubble and the blood of their family who've been killed in a crisis.
What we should be doing is actually, as I said, tried to say before, sorting the problems out in their own country, investing in their economies and creating jobs over there. Then they wouldn't have the need to come over here.
So we spend the international aid budget that UKIP were trying to scrap?
Well, there's a different way of doing it. I mean, we've scrapped that at the expense of our armed forces, I may add, as well. That's to get further integration into Europe. And I'm still, that's the purpose of that anyway.
Phil, we're out of time. Thank you for your time today.
Thanks, Mick. Good to see you.
The North West UKIP president, Phil Griffiths, our guest this morning on City Talk 105.9.